just comments about your friendship. And how do you think your friendship has improved over the years? I'll just take that. The 4 years you've been at Salford, has it been worth it?
Yeah, I'm not grammatically very sound, but I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Vocabulary and stuff like that.
What do you think was the main factor in the improvement?
I don't think there is one.
No?
No.
What do you think the year abroad was a significant?
Not that much, I don't think.
No?
No.
Well, you did speak French a lot during the year?
Well, quite a lot. I mean, I did have a lot of English friends, and I spoke a lot of English at work with my pupils, so... You know, it wasn't...
Well, I was teaching English at
the Yeah, time. So it wasn't a massive change, I don't think. I mean, it just meant that I was used to speaking it, that it came out more quickly, more readily, but... Don't think it improved that drastically, no.
No. Well, that would be sad to realise after 4 years spent here. Do you feel more confident?
Oh, yeah, no, I think it has gradually throughout the 4 years, but not that the year abroad was as big a thing as it could have been.
As it could have been. Mm. Well, if you had to do it again, would you do it? Go somewhere else and do something else? Yeah.
Mm. Well, no, I know I enjoyed it, but linguistically it could have been better.
Yeah, complete immersion.
Yeah.
Well, how would you qualify? You said vocabulary. Is there anything else you feel has improved?
I think everything has. But I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, like, my grammar's not perfect or anything. No. So it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't. Have you found a job for next year?
No, I want to go to Italy.
Oh, you started Italian while you were in France?
Yeah. I've just realised that after 4 years of German, it was a complete waste of time.
Well, you enjoyed Italian better than German.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. What about between German and French? Do you have a preference?
Oh, definitely French.
Yeah?
Mm. Oops.
Oh, well. No, it's rare because I think a lot of the others, other people who are doing two languages prefer the other, not French.
All right.
I have a feeling anyway, as I like this, because it seems like they've done French at school all these years and they just took it because it was... They had done it at school, but they preferred German or Spanish or whatever. So you have a more affinity with Romance languages.
I think so, yeah.
And how would you qualify fluency?
I think it depends who I'm talking to. If it's somebody that doesn't speak languages, I'd say yes, I'm fluent. But if it's somebody that's like really knows what they're talking about, I'd say, well, not really.
No.
It depends, because, yeah, I mean... Yeah, it just depends who I'm talking to. Because I suppose, yes, I am fluent, but then if you talk to somebody that's more fluent than you are, then...
Well, how would you qualify? What do you think fluency is?
I think it means being able to say anything you want to say. It doesn't mean to say that you have to be grammatically correct all the time.
Mm.
You can just say anything.
Is speed involved there?
Only so much as it allows you to be understood. I mean, and that you sort of sound reasonably convincing.
Right. Well, I think that's it.
Mm.
There might be a little short test next term because you're not shadowing.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been good to do it in English as well to see whether it's the fact that it's French or the fact that it's a shadowing exercise that is a factor in your performance.
Mm.
So we can't do it right away because you've just done it in French.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we just realized that we hadn't done it after you came back from France, so that's why we had to do it now. So there'll be just that, but you see it takes, 5 minutes or something. So if we can get you to do it next term before your oral exam, whenever you come in. But that's it. There's nothing else. We won't ask you anything else after that. That's the end of the project. So
right.
If you...